The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I think it's this overall lesson of determination that I want to spend a little bit of time talking about today. In Arabic, the word determination and resolve means azam. What are these qualities that we need for to gain that determination? Like I said, it's the same qualities that someone has when they chase material goals. And there are five things I just want to briefly touch upon. And maybe in the future we can go into deeper analysis of each one of these, because each one requires it. So the first one is that the goals and objectives must be clearly defined. We must have goals. And this is where majority of the people lack determination, because they don't have goals, right? They're happy earning a paycheck. They're happy paying a mortgage. They're happy doing these things. But there's no real goal of what they want to do in life, right? And because of that, you find that majority of the people therefore lack determination. For us to have determination, number one, we have to have defined goals, right? And for us, that task has been done by God. God has defined our goals for us, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says very clearly, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ, that all of mankind is at loss, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, except for those who believe and work based on that belief, right? So they prepare, they work for that akhirah. So my belief in God and my work for akhirah is my goal, right? That's my goal. And most of us, a lot of people, not us, a lot of people just run from that. They don't realize that the goal has been defined. Man, you don't need to reinvent the wheel. The goal is defined by God, right? Let's just go after it, be determined after it. Now, in that determination or in that seeking the goal, there are two things which are really important. Number one, that to reach a large goal, it requires small and incremental steps to get to there. You can't jump steps. Yeah, you can't. There's no magic pill, right? So you can't just be like, okay, I know this is required, but I'm going to get there without doing this and this. It's not possible, right? Again, to come back to athletics, if I know that I have to be successful, I'm going to need a jump shot. You can't skip jump shot day. Yeah, you have to take the 1,000 jump shots a day. You know what I mean? And this is what separates real determined people, athletes, from those who don't. They will skip a day or two. Real determined athletes won't. If you and I know that these steps are required, then you and I would never skip any steps, right? Wajib, necessary, I don't skip it. Haram, avoid it, I don't ever mess with it. Mustahab, recommended, God loves it, I do it, right? And so I don't skip steps in trying to reach that ultimate goal. And so that's number one, right? Like, a part of that goal is that I take baby steps in getting there. And it's that patience of having to take those baby steps is where a lot of people lose their focus, right? If you have to do these things, this is why most people aren't successful in diets, right? Like, it's so tedious to be on a diet that you have to like calculate calories and this, and they can't have it's too much work. Enjoy life, you know what I mean? And so it's that tedious work that people who don't have determination will always fail on, because it's too tedious to carry it out. The second part of that is that a careful analysis of looking at what I'm doing to see whether or not that is actually helping me or not, right? So the ability to say that, okay, I'm doing these things, are these things actually helping me, right? And again, if we are following strictly what God says, then even if I may not see a benefit to it, I have to believe in it. I have to absolutely believe in it. So that's number one, right? That I have to have these goals. Number two, the hard work and resolve to stick with my goals, right? And this is honestly, like I keep saying this, but this is where it's very difficult to be a consistent mu'min. Yeah, it's very difficult. What Allah expects from us is not difficult. But to be consistent and try to improve daily, that's where the struggle is, right? That's honestly where the struggle is. And that's what separates us, right, at the end of the day. And so when we accept that hard work is fundamental and required, part of that is a corollary. We can't be complainers and whiners. You know what I mean? Like, we can't complain about this stuff. Like, we can't whine about this stuff, right? You will never find a person who has absolute determination whining about how difficult the journey was. They won't whine about it, right? They'll just suck it up and do it, right? They'll put their big boy boots on and do it, right? And that's what's expected from us. That's honestly what's expected from us. And in fact, hadith are so clear. Like I said, we'll go into depth into it one day, inshallah. But hadith say, like, if don't even hang out with whiners, right? Like, literally, like, people are like, oh, Fajr, five, oh, don't even hang out with those people, right? Like, those people will pull you down. Don't whine about it, right? Don't whine about it. Do what you have to do. If you know that this is what's expected to reach my goal, put in the work. Put in the work. That's what separates us. And so, no whining, yeah? We're really good at that, right? The third is that we are willing to accept criticism from people who don't have the same drive as we do, right? Now again, these are within that framework we talked about, where I don't violate the rights of other people. But if I don't violate the rights of other people, and I am determined to be that type of servant that God wants, then when people whine, ignore it. Honestly, ignore it. When people complain, ignore it. And people will complain, right? Allah talks about the quality of the believers that He loves. And it's a lengthy verse. You can read it in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 54. He says, وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. That these true believers do not care about when people blame them or criticize them, right? And this will happen. So let's say you have had a friend circle, and your friend circle hangs out late at night, and then you decide, you know what, I want to change, and so I'm not going to hang out late at night because it affects my ability to wake up for Fajr. And so if you tell your friends I'm not going to hang out, what are they going to say? Oh, you're better than us now, right? Oh, you're breaking the baraza. You know how many times I've heard that? Yeah, like, oh, like you're a Muslim now. Yeah, like, oh, now you think you're a Muslim. They say everything to you. Doesn't matter, let it trickle off you. Don't be afraid of the criticisms of people who are just trying to pull you down to their level because you are trying to go above, right? We're talking about a group of people who are high here, who are very lofty in status. Number four, they're willing to make extreme sacrifices, right? People who have determination are willing to put aside those things which they think that the world tells us are fun. And so you're willing to make these absolute sacrifices, right? And in the journey, I'm okay if I don't get to see something, watch something, hear something, taste something, whatever. Yeah? I'm willing to sacrifice all of this for that greater goal. And the last thing is patience, right? You need absolute patience to have determination. Absolute patience. Because when we have a goal in mind and we're willing to work hard, not let criticisms bother us, there are going to be tremendous obstacles that come in our way. Tremendous obstacles, right? Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Ali Imran, He says, لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. You will be tested in your possessions and in yourselves. وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذَى. And you will hear, listen with what God says. He says, and you will hear from those who are given scriptures before you and those who associate others with Allah much abuse. People will tell you you're wrong. People will put up hurdles for you. What does Allah say? وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. He says, if you are patient to that, and if you are God conscious with that, فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. He says, indeed, that is what makes up determination.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Hali حاكم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.